This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan. KALW's Julie Kane brings us this personal essay about her dad, a pilot who flew high to raise his daughter on solid ground.
I spent most of my childhood up in the air. My dad was a pilot.
I'm Steve Kane. I'm Julie's father.
He loved to fly.
I just loved the feeling of being up in the air, kind of above the machines on the ground that were just kind of crawling along and picking their way, because you could go anywhere.
Some of my earliest memories are of sitting in the cockpit next to my dad, bursting up through the clouds and watching the infinite blue sky out the windows of these little single-engine planes. Sometimes my dad would even let me take the controls. He'd guide me from the pilot's seat as I made the wings dip left and right. We'd swoop and glide together, just the two of us, high above the patchwork landscape below. My dad started raising me on his own when I was 2 years old, but really, he'd been taking care of me from day one.
I just remember that when you were born, and I came back to our house, and I looked in this little crib, and there you were. That was the first time it really occurred to me that you were part of my life.
My mother was mentally ill, but nobody really knew it until after I was born.
Your mom seemed like had imaginary friends and stuff like that, and there was stuff going on, and then she wasn't a mother in the sense that she didn't spend time with you. And so I ended up doing most of that, and I just thought, this is crazy.
My parents got a divorce, and my dad went to court to get custody of me.
And were you scared to go at it alone, or?
Absolutely not, no. Because I'd been doing that anyway.
He wasn't scared of being a single dad, but he was scared of losing me. It was the early 1970s, and it was really rare for a man to get sole custody of a little girl. So the night before the judge handed down his decision, my dad flew us from Wichita, Kansas, where we lived, to Barstow, California, where there was this little airport my dad knew about. We spent the night in a motel room. I have no memory of this, but I imagine us huddled together under the covers, watching TV, waiting out the long night. My dad wasn't taking any chances. If he didn't get custody, he was ready to go on the run with me. Luckily, the judge decided in his favor.
That was a really major part of my life, and has been ever since.
Being raised by a bachelor dad wasn't always easy, but it was an adventure. As a toddler, my favorite toy was a screwdriver. I carried it with me everywhere, even to bed. Instead of playing with Barbies, I made families out of my dad's socket wrenches. I wore mismatched clothes and had raggedy haircuts and was impervious to germs and dirt. I didn't have a mother, but I did have a champion. One who followed his passions and taught me to do the same.
Yeah, tower Cessna 19897 inbound to land with Papa.
My dad loved to fly, but he couldn't afford to buy a plane. So he did PR for airplane companies most of his life and in return got access to planes whenever he wanted. Before that, though, he was a journalist who did newspaper reporting and, before that, radio for the Navy. He was following in his dad's footsteps.
Now it's time for the 445 News with New Mexico's senior news personality reporting.
Thank you, Dan. Good evening, everyone. Well, the State Department has said no to Premier Castro's request that the U.S. lift its economic blockade on Cuba, and that, of course, doesn't surprise anybody. Department spokesman.
My grandpa was on the radio in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from the 1950s to the 1970s. He was born in Brooklyn, the son of Russian immigrants, and he was a self-made man. Even his name was his own creation, Benjamin Texas Kane.
My father was strict about most things. except that as I was growing up and looking back, my father, well, he always wanted to have a business with his son.
My dad and my grandpa started a pizza restaurant together long before I was born. But before they could make a success of it, my dad fell in love with flying.
And even though it was his dream to have the family business, you know, he said, go follow your dreams. And so I did.
Do you feel like there's like a lesson you got from your dad, like something he always told you, or I don't know, something you feel like you really learned from Ben Cain?
He always taught me to look for the good in people, that everybody had something to offer. And I learned to let you go, you know, because of that experience, to let you find your way and do what you wanted to do. And it's been interesting because my dad was a writer and a journalist, you know, and a news broadcaster and did news commentaries on radio and television. And so I became a journalist, and then you did too.
It's interesting, you know, that you said your dad wanted to have a father and son business, and mm-hmm. in a funny way, we do have a family business.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about it that way, but you're right. Yeah. Because we've all done exactly the same thing. And I remember my daughter, you, saying that you didn't want to do what your dad did, you know. And here you are doing the same thing, which pleases me to no end.
My dad doesn't fly anymore. Illness and age have put him in the passenger seat. But the gift he gave me is the same gift his dad gave him. He taught me how to fly.
And I love you to pieces.
I love you too, Dad.
For Cross Currents, this is Julie Cain.
You can find more local stories at kalw.org. That's also where you can subscribe to our podcast.